Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Energy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. Just going to go ahead and do a quick review of our. Let's see, I need to split this again and switch the flexible layout. Okay. So I'm going to quickly review our teleconference participation process. First, please be aware of background noise as we were just experiencing. Keep your phones and devices on mute. However, don't put your phone on hold. Please wait to speak until I invite you to do so at the appropriate times. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. Please use the raise hand icon if you want to speak, and please lower it as soon as I call on you, because it creates confusion in the queue. Please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members, of course, when making and seconding motions. You're also welcome during the, when we're doing the code stuff, to use thumbs up icon to provide the TAC with whether you support or oppose things if you don't specifically wish to comment. All right, let's then determine that we have our quorum, and that I will do with Drew Smith.
Present. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, Drew. How are you? Thanks. Oscar Calleja. Oscar's here. Bob Cushell. Bob, you here? All right. Tim Grabowski.
Present.
Tim's here. Commissioner John. David, are you on?
Here. Yeah.
Very good. Brian Lucic, Brian?
I'm here.
Okay, here. Caller number nine is Brian. Okay, Tony Morgan, Tony?
I'm here.
Very good. And Jonathan Parks?
Attending. Okay.
Right. And Roger Sanders, Rogers is here, Martin is here. Yep, we see you, Roger.
I'm here.
Yeah, Roger. We got you, Roger. David Wozniak?
Here.
David's here. I'll just check one more time. Is Bob Cushell on?
He's in Honduras.
Okay. All right, well, we have nine members present of our 10, so we definitely have our quorum. So let me do this real quick. And 5-4. Very good. All right, we have Norman Belli, Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, and Justin Vogel from DBPR. I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. All right, today's agenda is to review and approve the agenda in the minutes, and then to provide the commission with your comments, your recommendations regarding the comments submitted on the 9th edition 2026 Florida Building Code. And there are, in this instance, three, and then any general public comment. So with that, unless there's questions, is there a motion by name and a second to approve the agenda, please, as posted?
Grabowski, motion.
Second, Sanders.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Very good. All right, the meeting minutes from the November 24th, 2025 meeting posted, linked to this agenda. Unless there's any corrections or additions, is there a motion to accept those meeting minutes as posted by name, please?
Grabowski, motion.
Second, Sanders.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, so we have nine. That's pretty bad. Okay, then with that, I'm going to now review the process that we're going to be using today for reviewing the comments. And obviously I'll be serving as the moderator. Please wait to speak until you're invited to do so at the appropriate times. This is important. Comments are restricted to editorial and correlation fixes to the draft code. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes. Please use the raise hand icon, but lower it once I call on you. And if tech, I'll get to that in a minute. We'll start with the proponent of the comment, followed by opponents, of course, 3 minutes each. Proponents not wishing to provide comments are encouraged to use the thumbs up or down icon. There's one collective rebuttal opportunity, so the proponent will have 1 minute, and then one person from the opponent's side, if there is any. It probably won't be any in this particular situation today, has one. Rebuttal is not an opportunity to expand on your position. It's to speak about new points made by the other side. If the staff members have clarifying questions they'd like to ask, please do so through me, and we'll make sure you get it. And again, TAC should not attempt to revise or amend the comments in any way. Once a motion is on the floor, it's left to the TAC. The TAC will take action on each comment by voting either to recommend the commission approve the comment or deny it. Preferably, when I come back to the TAC, there'll be a motion. Motions are two-thirds. So in this case, with 9 members, it's a 6-3 would be the pass, and a 5-4 would be the fail. Threshold for reaching that level. All right, unless any TAC members have questions, I'm gonna, I don't need to use the screen anymore, Jim, so we'll turn, so that Mo can have a chance to have it. But we will go ahead, get started with our first comment, and in each instance, I'm gonna ask Mo to provide whatever staff's analysis is regarding, hey, is it editorial, whatever. And we'll start with the comment number number one, which was submitted by staff. Mo?
Hey, Jim, share screen, please. All right. And I hope you see my screen. I'm getting a try to enlarge it more if I can. Well, this is large enough. All right. So, comment one is staff, and our comment is to remove the reference to rest check computer printout. As you know, for some time, we have not for used rest check. For state of Florida, because of the fact that DOE mainly determined that we have made some modification to the energy code that contributed to their policies and providing technical assistance. For that, we would like to remove this language because it's a really an obsolete language that needs to be removed. This is mainly editorial, and thank you.
All right, thanks, Mo. All right, does anybody from the public wish to speak in support of the comment? I see Shane Berwick, representing Home Builders, indicating support. Anybody else? Is there anybody who wishes to oppose this? Jamie Gasco, Miami-Dade, is also in support. Arlene Stewart has her hand up. Okay, Arlene, you wanted to make a comment?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about taking away a path for compliance at this point, given we're not completely sure what's going on with one of the major software programs. I know that we've had a lot of conversation about that it would still be available, but if the jurisdictions are willing to accept an IECC printout, which is arguably
Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right, we heard from the public. There were most of the stakeholders indicated support or one opposite. So if you go into the TAC, again, if you agree and support with what staff is recommending, you would make a motion to recommend to the commission that to approve this comment as submitted as editorial.
This is the Commissioner Young makes motion to approve.
All right, sir, a second.
Grabowski, second.
Second.
Sanders. All right, we have a motion. All right, we already have a second, Roger, but thank you. We have a motion to second to recommend the commission approve as submitted as editorial. Is there any discussion on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That would be unanimous. Very good. All right, well then let's proceed to our next comment. It's number two, it's submitted by Dan Detmer. Is there somebody here from the public? Or sorry, Mo, go ahead. Let Mo go first and then.
Yeah. This is really something, is a glitch, let's say, in the code. If you look in the energy code currently, no reference to assessing the standard for DHM fires. And mainly what is really this code change does is mainly is a glitch, making sure that we reference the right CFR with regard to the testing and evaluation of DHM fires. So that is more of a glitch and really to be consistent with federal standards.
Okay,
and so you're up here, our reference is to go with option one.
All right, so staff recommending that this is a glitch and is needed, and option one to comply with federal standards, and option one is the preference, correct, Mo?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, anybody from the public wish to speak in support of the comment? I see Arlene's got her thumb up in support. Anybody else in support? Anybody in opposition? All right, hearing no additional. Roger, is your hand up on purpose?
Nope.
Okay, then is there if a TAC member agrees, if you agree, you'd make a motion to recommend the commission approve the comment as a glitch. Let me just finish what I'm saying. In support of option one. All right, did you want to say something, David?
Yes, I have a question for Mo, because I'm reading option one. It says shall comply. Is that saying that all humidifiers shall comply with the requirement? Doesn't matter. Is that all inclusive?
Well, humidifiers in general, they're as permitted and within the scope of TIM CFR for their stuff. That's really it. Just really. That's what we're trying to do, is really reference the specific federal standards.
If I read number one above, it doesn't have the word, well, it does say shall. So the word shall is, this is a question. The word shall applies to all humidifiers installed in Florida, shall comply.
Well, as per the, that's correct. As per the CFR 430, it's a federal standard.
It's a minimum requirement, the federal standards. All right, so is there a motion, TAC members?
I move we move in support of the proposed change.
Okay, that is a glitch. Recommend approval as a glitch, option one, correct?
Correct.
Grabowski, second.
Sanders.
Very good. Sanders and Grabowski, respectively. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Option one. Mo, would you classify that as submitted or as modified? I mean, or was
submitted,
it just two?
Submitted for so option one.
As submitted. Okay.
Yeah. There were just two options. I wasn't sure if one of them was something else. But very good. Okay, as submitted. All right, our next one is comment number three, submitted by Aaron Phillips. Mo, staff's take on this?
Yeah, this comment is mainly just editorial in nature. It's just you know, it's more pointing out how standards need to be stated and some editorial change. There's not no significant change. So yeah, it's an editorial thing.
Very good. All right, Aaron, are you here? Did you want to speak on this one? Aaron's given his thumbs up. He supports this. It's an editorial staff that recommended. Mike, did you want to comment or just say in support?
In support. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, I see it now. Okay, Mike from FRSA, Mr. Jamie Gascombe from Miami-Dade County also gave a thumbs up. Let's see whose hand this is. That's Mike's hand. Mike, if you don't mind putting your hand down, that would help. Okay. Mr. Shane Gerwig is also, thanks, Shane Gerwig. Home builders are also indicating their support. Is there anybody who wants to speak in opposition? All right. Coming to the TAC, is there, if you would agree with that, you would make a motion to approve, recommend the commission approve the comment as submitted as editorial. Is there such a motion?
Grabowski motion.
Second, Sanders.
Okay, we have a motion and a second from Tim and Roger, respectively. Recommend the commission approve this as editorial. Is there any discussion? Then all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, is there anybody opposed? And that would be unanimous. All right, unless there's any other general public comment, or TAC member comment, I'll turn it to our chair, Drew Smith, to state that we stand adjourned. And thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for attending. Jeff, thanks for facilitating. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.